speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is January 25th, 2019, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. As of not more than 3 hours ago, Roger Stone, InfoWars correspondent, InfoWars co-host of The War Room, confidant to President Trump, and for a time a campaign manager with that president, has been arrested in his home in Florida in a pre-dawn raid by the FBI, guns drawn. Somehow, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out how, CNN was there on the scene before the daylight hours, ready, camera rolling, to capture the raid by the FBI. We have a clip of that, and we will roll it right now.
Again, because we were watching, this is exclusive CNN video. This is what happened this morning before sunrise, just before 6 a.m., when Roger Stone, longtime Trump associate and advisor, was taken into custody by the FBI. There's a moment of audio on here that I want to play for everyone, because this is what the first sounds that Roger Stone woke up to this morning was, the FBI pounding on his door and shouting this. I want to just play this for a moment.
There you can hear the FBI banging on the door of Roger Stone, yelling, FBI warrant, FBI open the door. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the police state in full effect. They have done their due diligence, kicking Roger Stone off of every social media platform. They have limited his reach by crushing us here at InfoWars. And now that the destruction of his reputation, the destruction of his visage in the public space has been destroyed. Now they go in for the kill and have indicted him on 7 counts, including lying to Congress and obstructing of justice. This all relates to the statements he made in public about connections to WikiLeaks, or about having a back channel to WikiLeaks. I have the 24-page indictment here. I will go through with a fine-tooth comb and give you the reality behind the lies that were the basis of this indictment. But yes, Roger Stone indicted on 7 counts, arrested this morning at his Florida home in a pre-dawn raid by the FBI. This is the police state in action. This is tyranny come to the shores of the United States. A journalist, a political activist, decades in the game, has been arrested by his political opponents for communicating with a journalistic outfit that is WikiLeaks. Again, we will go through the indictments fully in the next segment. We will go to the CNN segment where the producer admits that he had been waiting outside of Roger Stone's house for an hour before the arrest. We will hear the full story from them. Just know that CNN is giddy with excitement of the idea that their political partisans in the administration in the FBI have executed this warrant and placed under arrest a dangerous enemy to their machinations, to the decades-long plan by the establishment, by the government, by their media cronies to place this republic under their complete control. Roger Stone has been a stalwart defender of America for the last 40, 50 years. It has finally caught up to him. They are finally exerting the power that they have accrued and have arrested Roger Stone for the crime of talking to WikiLeaks, of discussing the fact that DNC emails were leaked and that Julian Assange was in possession of either leaked or somehow alternatively obtained documents from the DNC and John Podesta. This is it, folks. It's coming down. InfoWars is under attack in every way you could possibly imagine. We'll get the video from CNN, and I'll break down the indictment. We'll also talk to Jacob Ingles, Roger Stone confidant, on the other side. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is the 25th of January, 2019, 8:06 a.m. Central Standard Time at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This morning, Roger Stone was placed under arrest during a pre-dawn raid by the FBI on his home in Florida. We have the full story on InfoWars.com. Jacob Ingles, Roger Stone confidant, will be joining me momentarily. We have a huge show today with tons of amazing guests, including Patriot Nurse and Professor Hamamoto. But this takes front seat. This is top of the list. This is InfoWars reporter, InfoWars correspondent, daily InfoWars host on the War Room, Trump confidant, and full-throated supporter of the president, Roger Stone, placed under arrest by the FBI, charged with 7 counts, including lying to Congress and obstructing justice. I have the full indictment here, 24 pages of timeline and people, innuendo. Of course, InfoWars is mentioned in here. I will tell you exactly who person one and person two are, the people of interest involved in this, not named but hinted at here in this indictment. I will explain exactly what the indictment says, what they are indicting him for, what lies they claim he said, and at the end of the day, exactly why this is nothing more than political persecution on behalf of the deep state. This is the power of the state being wielded to destroy the dissenters, to destroy the political opponents to the powers that be. This is the punishment that they're dealing out for daring to try to resist their dictates. Roger Stone, of course, has been a champion of freedom and patriotic American since the Nixon administration, and he remains one today. He is my friend, and he is now under arrest by the FBI and being held by the tyrants that are exerting their power through the police state. We will get into all of it, but first I want to go to the CNN clip. CNN was tipped off by the FBI, no doubt, because they were waiting in front of Roger Stone's house for an hour before the raid started and had their cameras rolling, ready to capture the raid in live time as it commenced this morning, pre-dawn raid by the FBI on Roger Stone's home in Florida. Let's go to this CNN report now.
This is exclusive CNN video. This is what happened this morning before sunrise, just before 6 a.m., when Roger Stone, longtime Trump associate and advisor, was taken into custody by the FBI. There's a moment of audio on here that I want to play for everyone, because this is what the first sounds that Roger Stone woke up to this morning was: the FBI pounding on his door and shouting this. I want to just play this for a moment.
Guns drawn, ladies and gentlemen. Flashlights out, shining on his front door.
FBI, open the door!
This is the police state in action, ladies and gentlemen.
FBI, warrant!
And you point out that when the second time when they say FBI warrant, you'd like to know if that meant search warrant or arrest warrant.
I mean, it's clear there's an arrest warrant because he's been indicted. And the question I think is, did they serve another warrant, a search warrant at the same time? You know, we'll know that I think probably soon enough. If the agents stayed and went into the house and spent time there, the answer will be probably yes.
Unimportant speculation by the CNN panelists.
When they took Stone out, then the answer is probably no.
Hang on one second, David. You've also been pouring through this. And just so people know maybe why the FBI showed up in force, they allege high-level obstruction here by Roger Stone. The extent he went to lie and deceive and to dodge and to tamper, according to this indictment,
is extraordinary.
Joining us now is CNN producer David Short.
And we'll get back to that in just a second. There you see the producer of that CNN report who claims that it was just his journalistic instincts that led him to be placed outside of Roger Stone's house this morning, an hour before the FBI staged their guns-drawn pre-dawn raid on the house of Roger Stone. Now, the characterization that the CNN anchors just made about the indictment is utterly false. I will go through the entire indictment with you. We have Jacob Ingles, Roger Stone confidant, joining us momentarily. But in the meantime, just know that CNN once again completely fails to accurately report the facts and tells you that this indictment is replete with devious high-level obstruction. Nothing of the sort exists, and I will go through it with a fine-tooth comb to verify what I just told you. Now let's go back to the CNN report.
He was on the scene when this happened in Fort Lauderdale. Tell us everything that transpired this morning.
Allison, an extraordinary morning. We were here at 5 a.m. waiting for whatever was going to happen. It was dark, 6 a.m., just after the hour. About a half dozen police vehicles with sirens, but no sound. Silent sirens pull in front of this Fort Lauderdale home where Roger Stone was presumably asleep. The lights were off in the house. About a dozen officers, FBI agents wearing tactical vests and with large weapons, fanned out across his front lawn. One went up to the house and rapped on the door, shined a flashlight inside, said, "FBI, open the door." Moments later, as you heard in the video, it said FBI warrant. That's what the agent said. We then saw a light go on the second floor, and moments later, there was Roger Stone in the doorway. That was our video exclusively you saw shot by Gil De La Rosa. An extraordinary arrest here in Fort Lauderdale this morning.
What was Roger Stone's reaction? Did you watch them take him into custody?
We were being moved away as it was happening. We were trying to bring you as much as we could as it was happening. We saw Roger Stone come to the door, obscured by an FBI agent. He was not wearing his usual attire, which is, as we know, these fancy suits. He was in sleepwear. He had his glasses on. He did say, "Yes, I'm Roger Stone." And then we were moved before we saw them actually take him into custody. But
we'll get back to this report on the other side. There is the CNN producer who was alerted to the FBI movements and was in place an hour before the arrest was made, there in the bushes waiting to film the arrest, gleeful, celebrating, mocking Roger Stone, who woke up this morning to the sound of banging on his door, the sight of flashlights through his windows and guns drawn as a paramilitary force moved in on Roger Stone and placed him under arrest, guns drawn. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the police state in action. This is tyranny run amok. And just know, ladies and gentlemen, there are videos, reports that have not yet been released by Roger Stone that were made for this exact situation. Roger Stone is not one to go down without a fight. We will be talking to his confidant and close friend, Jacob Ingles. Momentarily, we send our prayers and thoughts out to Roger's wife and his family at this time, and just know that they have had a long fight that they have endured for the last 2 years of constant prying into their personal lives, constant threats of arrest. This has been a sword of Damocles hanging over Roger Stone and the Stone family, as well as InfoWars, for the last 2 years. The string has been cut, the sword has fallen and claimed its victim. And just know, folks, if you didn't think that this was real, if you think that InfoWars just comes up here every day and says that we are in a war, that this is a epic struggle for the fate of mankind and for the lawful governance of this country. This is not fake. This is not pretend. This is real. Roger Stone now sitting in a jail cell charged with 7 counts, including obstruction of justice and lying to Congress. I will go through the indictment and explain why those charges are nonsense. Of course, you've been watching InfoWars. You know why they're nonsense, because we've been talking about exactly what is in this indictment for the last 2 years. You've already gotten the truth from us. Prepare to hear it again. Prepare to hear it juxtaposed to the lies and slander included in this indictment, this justification for the exertion of state power against a political dissident. This is the Civil War. The cold Civil War raging beneath the surface is finally bubbling to the top. Stay here on InfoWars and InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It's where you go to support us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos at InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not only have they stolen InfoWars' ability to be put on social media, they're crushing our ability to make money. They convinced banks to deny us their service. They are attacking us at every angle. And now InfoWars correspondent, InfoWars host of the War Room, Roger Stone, has been placed under arrest by the FBI during a pre-dawn raid. Guns drawn. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone has cooperated with the special counsel, has cooperated with the Congress, has offered to testify live in public or in private numerous times, indeed has done so numerous times, and some of those appearances in front of Congress are the basis of what they're calling obstruction of justice or lies to Congress that they used to provide justification for this arrest. But understand that he has cooperated every step of the way. He has offered to come to Washington at their convenience. He has consistently put forward the offer to peacefully come in and try to resolve this, try to get them to understand that what Roger Stone was telling them was the truth. The reason I'm saying this is because you have to understand the full context when you see the pre-dawn raid aired live on CNN after that CNN producer was alerted to the activities that were going to happen. He was in place 5 a.m., 1 hour before the 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time raid on Roger Stone's house with the FBI in full military gear, including loaded weapons drawn, flashlights flashing on the house, banging on the front door, yelling FBI raid. What you have to understand is that this was all done for dramatic effect. This is a coordinated attack, not just by the FBI, the deep state, and the controlled politicians that are allowing this absolute disgrace and just betrayal of American freedoms to be executed. But it is also in concert, hand in hand, with the mainstream media as they place this arrest in the most dramatic, headline-grabbing, and visually stark way that they possibly can. They could have at any point invited Roger Stone to Washington, D.C. and placed him under arrest there. They could have simply told him that they're going to place him under arrest and done so. Instead, they bang on his door after having alerted CNN and told them to be there waiting. They wanted to have that dramatic image of Roger Stone being awoken, being in his pajamas as he opens the door. This is psychological warfare. This is informational warfare. This is legal warfare. This is the civil war being waged underneath the surface. InfoWars is an integral part of that. As I go through the indictment in just a minute here, you will see that InfoWars has been mentioned in the indictment, not explicitly, but nothing is. We will expose to you who person one is, who person two is, and the truth behind the lawyer speak inherent in this 24-page indictment. But for now, I want to go back to this video by CNN. This is from a clip you can find on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And folks, if you thought that this was pretend, if you don't think that we are under the threat and under the attack that we say we're under, this is it, folks. This is the proof. Roger Stone, InfoWars correspondent, InfoWars reporter, host of the daily InfoWars show War Room, now sits in a jail cell after having been woken up to the sound of the FBI banging on his door this morning. This is it, folks. This is history being made before your eyes, and we are here to bring it to you because you have supported us every step of the way, and we ask you now to continue and expand that report, that support that you give to us, because this is it, folks. This is the fight. It's not over. It almost hasn't yet begun, as Roger Stone placed under arrest for ostensibly talking to a journalistic outfit while acting as an independent advisor or advocate for Donald Trump, completely unrelated to his campaign, completely unresponsible for what the Donald Trump campaign was doing nearly, actually almost over a year after Roger Stone had left any official position with that Trump campaign. All of these allegations of malfeasance occur in August 2016, when he had left the campaign in 2015, August of 2015, meaning that for over a year he had been not officially associated with the Donald Trump campaign, and yet it is his correspondence with WikiLeaks who are true heroes, who are a journalistic outfit responsible for revealing the sick truth behind so much of our public leaders. Now, before I go on too much longer, I do want to go back to the CNN report of this producer who had been tipped off by the FBI and was waiting outside of Roger Stone's home to capture him on tape. Let's go to that now.
Now, no, it was a pretty hefty indictment.
Could you hear Roger Stone saying anything? Was there any kind of discussion between the agents and Roger Stone?
The agent asked him, "Are you Roger Stone?" And he confirmed yes. That was the extent of the discussion that we were able to overhear from our perch before we were moved. But it was friendly. As you know, some of these warrants, these arrests, these middle-of-the-night operations like this don't always go smoothly. This went very smoothly. The operators, the FBI agents, fanned out across his lawn silently before they shined that flashlight in and then first started shouting.
This
FBI
is theater, the ladies and gentlemen. You are watching theater manipulation of the populace.
Absolutely. I mean,
through the media,
the FBI
in concert with the deep
approach,
state.
It's because they think there's a possibility of the arrest not going smoothly. I mean, that's why they take all of those precautions. But what's so fascinating
theater,
is that
utter
we talked
theater.
To his
These are
attorney.
Lies.
The attorney didn't know this was coming. Clearly, Roger Stone didn't know this was coming. You were staked out at his house. You didn't know that this was coming. Why were you there in position?
Allison, it's reporter's instinct. The whole Russia team thought
reporter's
maybe something
instinct.
Was happening. There was some unusual grand jury activity in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The grand jury, Robert Mueller's grand
Bull.
Jury, typically meets on Fridays. Yesterday, a Thursday, there was grand jury activity. We also had some other signs that maybe something was going on this angle, the Roger Stone angle. So we showed up at his house this morning. We were the only ones there. And lo and behold, the FBI agents did come
They're
arrest
lying
him.
To your face, ladies and gentlemen.
President Trump's former campaign director was arrested. He surrendered at an FBI field office in Washington. He walked in the front door with his lawyers, and that was in the morning around 8 or 9 a.m. I was there as well for that surrender. This very different.
Absolutely. No, this is remarkable. What we're watching on the other side of our screen there is remarkable to see how Roger Stone was taken into custody this morning after being indicted on these seven counts. When the FBI yelled, the audio that you caught on the microphones where they say, FBI open the door, and then the next thing they say, well, I'll play it for you, and then I want to ask you a question about it. Listen to this audio.
So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the banging on the front door of Roger Stone that woke him up this morning. You can see the lies being peddled by CNN. You guys, you can stop that clip. We'll go to it in next segment. Also in next segment, I have with me Jacob Ingles, Roger Stone confidant, who is on the scene there in Florida. He'll give us some of the behind the scenes of what exactly is happening. He has been on the phone for the last 30 minutes with Alex Jones as they put into motion contingency plans put into place for this exact scenario. We knew it was coming, ladies and gentlemen. We have been telling you the truth for the last 2 years. We have been giving you the reality of exactly what's going on that will not stop the deep state and their media cronies from playing this out like a four-movie event.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together. with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen, the crossroads of history. As we look worldwide, bird's eye view of what is occurring on Earth right now, Israel and Iran at each other's throat on the cusp of total war in that region, which threatens to embroil a worldwide conflict. Venezuela collapsing as police fire live rounds on the millions of protesters that gather in Caracas to overthrow that illegitimate government there. We have the yellow vests in France entering their 11th week of protest as Macron and Merkel get together to sign a secret treaty in the hometown of Charlemagne to reestablish that so-called Holy Roman Empire and create the EU army that they need to suppress their own people. This is all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, and in the midst of the firestorm, we have CNN partnering with the FBI to bring you the made-for-TV movie, the live theater portrayed on the front lawn of Roger Stone's house in Florida as he is awoken to the sound of banging on his door by FBI agents, gun-drawn, dressed in paramilitary gear to give you the visuals that they need to psychologically dominate you. This is the crossroads of history. This is the revolution. This is the secret civil war being waged. And this, the Central Texas Command Center, is the headquarters of it all. This is the InfoWars revolution, the InfoWars reawakening of humanity and individuality and nationalism shaking the globe. You see the empire striking back as they place Roger Stone under arrest in a pre-dawn raid. The full story at newswars.com, infowars.com. Please, folks, go to infowarsstore.com and help us, give us the support that we need to continue to wage this all-out war of destruction against humanity as our correspondent, our host daily of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, placed under arrest by the jackbooted thugs in the FBI at the behest of the perennially corrupt Robert Mueller. I have with me on the line Jacob Engels, Roger Stone confidant from Florida. Jacob, thank you so much for being on with me.
You know, I'd like to say it's great to be here. You're a great human, Harrison, and everything that everyone is doing at InfoWars is phenomenal. But what a sad day in our history. We have been told by the radical alt-left, by the mainstream media enablers, by the Democrats for the past 2 years that we are living in the Fourth Reich. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. We are living in the Fourth Reich. Robert Mueller is der Führer, and we just saw the first act of the Gestapo jackboot thugs. This is outrageous. And when CNN is on air right now talking about, oh, this was reporters' intuition, this was instinct. No, they've been harassing Roger Stone for the entirety of this investigation. Every Thursday and every Friday, they say, are you going to be indicted today? Are you going to be arrested today? This is a planned propaganda effort that would make Joseph Goebbels blush. This is something right out of the Nazi Reich Ministry of Propaganda. This is disgusting.
It's absolutely absurd. And the idea that they think that they can tell us that it was reporters' intuition that led them being out in front of Roger Stone's house at 5 a.m. just waiting there for the FBI to arrive is insulting to our very intelligence, as illuminating as it is to their complicity in this absolutely tyrannical arrest of Roger Stone. Now, Jacob, you're on the ground there in Florida. Have you talked to Roger Stone's wife? How is she doing? How's the family doing? Are they holding up? Do you have any information on that front?
Right now, we're waiting to get to the first appearance, which will be shortly. And hopefully Roger will be allowed to exit the facility and defend himself. We are in a fight for not only his freedom, but our freedom. You know, if the FBI can do this to Roger Stone, they can do this to Jacob Engels, they can do this to Harrison, they can do this to Alex Jones. And everyone who is watching, I can't say strongly enough, go to stonedefensefund.com. We must fundraise to help fight Robert Mueller. They have more money than God. They have an unlimited tap. We need some money, and we need it now. Stonedefensefund.com.
Absolutely. And yeah, stonedefensefund.com. Definitely go there. Help out Roger, his wife, his whole family, who have already been just raked over the coals through this 2 years with this sort of Damocles just swinging over their head, ever threatening to drop. Well, it has dropped, ladies and gentlemen, and they need your support now more than ever. And as you point out, this is tyranny. This is utterly ridiculous. It is egregious the way that they are abusing their power. And you have to know, I mean, Roger Stone is a good friend of mine, and we've had many personal conversations. I'll tell you in complete honesty, he has never said anything to me in private that he has not reiterated in some form on the show with Alex Jones. This man, in my personal opinion, has done absolutely nothing wrong, but this is where we're at. You don't have to do anything wrong to be subject to a raid like this. That's why, and I hesitate to even say this, but Alex Jones says to me this morning, you know, this is why it's so important that we emphasize to people that they need to support InfoWars. He says, in case something like this happens to me. Now, Roger Stone did nothing wrong. Alex Jones has done nothing wrong. That is not enough security. That is not guaranteeing that Alex Jones will not be placed under arrest in exactly the same way Roger Stone was. So, folks, this ship needs to continue to sail. This is the weapon that they are so scared of. And please, I'm just asking you, if you understand what's going on here, you understand the threat that we're under, InfoWars.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, what you give us is the ammo that we need to wage this war. Jacob, any other insight from what's happening there on the ground in Florida? What's happening?
Well, I'd like to pivot real quickly back to what you just said.
Sure.
InfoWars is the last line of defense here. InfoWars is the platform that is going to be able to defend people like Roger Stone or Alex Jones if the FBI and the deep state come after us. So this is a two-pronged approach. You need to support InfoWars.com and you need to donate at StoneDefenseFund.com. You must do both, whatever you have. This is a scary time. Government, when they use raw power like this, they may start with the notable people. They may start with the known people. They may start with the most famous people. But ultimately, it rolls downhill, and it will be used against you and anybody else who dares to stand up for freedom and liberty. We cannot sit idly by and think that just a tweet or a Facebook post or a phone call to a friend aghast at what's happening is enough. You need to put your money in the game right now. And if that's through StoneDefenseFund.com or going to 1776.shop and buying the Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt or donating to the InfoWars Fund, buying something from the InfoWars store, do something and do it now. And ask your friends to do the same thing. Hashtag Alex Jones, hashtag Roger Stone. This is the war, baby. I mean, it's here. It's finally here. And so now all of the patriots who have promised to stand up in the time and the hour of need, it is now, and we are looking for you.
Every donation you make, every product you purchase is a war bond in the fight for humanity, in the fight to save this republic and maintain the precious flame of liberty against those who would try to extinguish it, including the corrupt Robert Mueller. I mean, we could go into just the sheer number of people who are utterly worthy of having their door kicked in by the FBI because of the way that they have betrayed this country and sold us out to communists and globalists the world over. Roger Stone is not even close to being on that list, and yet he's the one that woke up this morning to the FBI in a staged, you know, made for TV movie scene, storming Roger Stone as he is in his pajamas trying to rest. It's absolutely sick, ladies and gentlemen, and we will get into the indictment on the other side. Jacob Ingles is with me from Central Florida. He'll be on as long as he possibly can. He's got to be busy over there. He's been on the phone with Alex Jones talking about the contingency plans that Roger Stone had in place for this exact thing to happen. He knew it was coming. He knew that being innocent wasn't guarantee enough in this corrupt world that we find ourselves in.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 25th of January, 2019. Jacob Ingles, confidant of Roger Stone, is on the line with me. Now, I have a few words as we end this first hour, last segment of the first hour. My apologies to our guest, Daryl Hamamoto. Very excited to talk about him in the second hour. Unfortunately, with this breaking news, we've had to ask him to reschedule next week. In addition, Patriot Nurse was supposed to be on with me for the full 3 hour. We'll see if she can do a little bit shorter of a segment. But guests that I was very excited to have on, we'll have to reschedule them because this news trumps all. David Knight will be calling in shortly as well. Not sure if we'll get to him this segment or in the next hour, but we are waiting to hear from David Knight, and he will certainly bring a unique and liberty-based perspective to exactly what's going on here. As my guest Jacob Ingles points out, this is a propaganda campaign worthy of Joseph Stalin or Goebbels. This is an absolute coordinated attack on our rights, on all of us as Americans, saying that if you back a politically political dissenter, if you help a person that is not pre-approved and vetted by the establishment, if you help them campaign and, God forbid, help them win, well, you will be subject to a pre-dawn raid that will be published for all to see after they alert the news stations to be there an hour before, waiting in the bushes like jackals for the jackbooted thugs to do their business on behalf of the tyrants. Jacob, talk me down. What is going on here? and what can we look forward to as this day progresses and this news continues to leak out?
Sure. Hopefully we will see some sort of hearing and bond out for Mr. Stone, where he is able to join the world again and defend himself and bring his firsthand account to InfoWarriors and to the world. I certainly hope that that is the case, and we should know that shortly. This is a production of Stalin, of Hitler, of despots and dictators and autocrats, banana republics. This is not America, and Robert Mueller should be held accountable. His actions are disgusting. He is anti-American. He's treasonous. He is the little Hitler that all of the leftists have been whining about. You know, this is the Fourth Reich, and Robert Mueller is der Führer. I will repeat it again. This is the Fourth Reich, and Robert Mueller is the Führer. This is an unmonitored, unchecked special counsel who is harassing people at will and unlimited funding. Our tax dollars are going towards this charade, and CNN is party to this crime and to this criminal act, and to behave as if they simply had reporters' intuition. Bullshit. Prove
utterly,
that.
Utterly ridiculous. Just to reiterate, Roger Stone has been arrested today at 6 a.m. pre-dawn raid by the FBI on one count of obstruction of an official proceeding, five counts of false statements, and one count of witness tampering. And Jacob, what I really want to illustrate for people, because I know that we have people right now watching who are liberals, who are laughing and enjoying this and saying, haha, they're just upset because they're bad men and they got caught, or they're just upset because they're friends with Roger Stone and they're seeing their friend get his comeuppance. Let me explain something. First of all, Roger Stone is utterly innocent of these charges, and one of the reasons I've had to ask our guests to reschedule is because I will be going through this indictment and explaining to you exactly what it says. But what you really have to realize is, even if everything in this indictment was true, even if he was 100% guilty for everything that they allege, this is still an exertion of power by a police state. This is the abuse of power by our government as they attempt to shut down resistance to their plan. If you are a liberal, if you are a leftist, if you are someone who thinks that they're fighting against authoritarianism, take a good long look in the mirror and ask yourself why the mainstream media is in perfect collusion, openly, hand in hand. I mean, they come out and say, yeah, we were there an hour early. Oh, it was reporter intuition. Wink, wink. This is the deep state, the unelected bureaucrats that control our spy agencies, hand in hand with the mainstream media, to bring you, to put in your face this police state action and to dare you to question it, to say, look at what we can do, and we don't have to have a reason. We don't have to have an excuse. We will destroy your life and put it on television and celebrate it. Even if Roger Stone was guilty of everything they talk about here, what it all boils down to is Roger Stone, individual citizen with no official connection to any presidential campaign, which again, wouldn't matter even if he was guilty of all of this and an integral part of the Donald Trump campaign. He is still being accused of nothing more than communicating with a journalistic outlet. I mean, what they're accusing him of pales in comparison to even just what we know about the collusion between CNN and the Clinton campaign that occurred in 2016 because of those WikiLeaks, where they go and they say, we're going to vet this story before we send it out. They send the stories to the DNC and the Clinton campaign before they ever put them on air. They send them questions before debates. The collusion that occurs between CNN, between the mainstream media and the Democrats, is at such an intricate level that even if everything they say about Roger Stone was true, it would still pale in comparison to the collusion that goes on with the spy state, the deep state, the permanent unelected bureaucratic class and their cronies in the media. So, Jacob, it's not about even whether or not Stone is innocent or not, whether we like him or not. It's about the exertion of American military and police state power against those that would dare challenge the system. And if you don't understand that, you are the one blinded by partisanship. We are the ones trying to protect the freedoms that the United States Constitution guarantees for every citizen now being trampled on by Robert Mueller, the Democrats, and their crony, just bootlickers in the mainstream media.
You're absolutely right. And at the end of the day, these people don't view us as humans, and they are, in fact, the ones that aren't human. They are robotic censorship Nazis. They are precog weirdos, okay? Mm. I'm sorry. These are people who don't understand humanity. They fundamentally don't understand humanity. And they think that if you disagree with someone, that someone is less human, that they don't deserve to exist, that they don't deserve to have a voice, that any act brought upon them, whether it's violence or exertion of force by jackbooted thugs in the deep state like we saw today, is okay. It is not okay. I would not wish what happened to Roger this morning on my worst enemy. I wouldn't even wish it on somebody as horrible as Keith Olbermann or Jake Tapper or all of these twatsies and censorship technocrats. I really wouldn't wish it on them, because if the deep state and if the police state and if the United States government, using our tax dollars, can participate, organize, and engage in the type of partisan propaganda that we saw this morning with that raid, they can do it to us. How much longer before they start arresting people for having the wrong thought? How much longer before we have actual thought police that have the backing of the United States government to arrest dissenters and free thinkers? How long before they come after Alex Jones? So now more than ever, it is important. Hashtag Alex Jones. Hashtag Roger Stone. Share the Infowars.com links. Go to the Infowars store. Go to StoneDefenseFund.com. Do something. Get off your ass. The time is now. We don't have much time left. This is the beginning of the end, people, if we don't stand up and fight. And if you count yourself as a patriot and you are sitting at home doing nothing today, get off the couch and get in the street.
And we remind you that this arrest is simply the culmination of 2 years at least of harassment, of censorship, of surveillance, of bankrupting him through lawfare, of forcing him to come to DC to, and just endless harassment and crushing of Roger Stone. This is just simply the capstone on 2 years of putting this man and his family through hell on behalf of the deep state, and because he dared to support a political campaign that they were not did not approve of. And of course, you bring up the most important point about the fact that InfoWars is the last line of defense. InfoWars are the only people out there who are able to get this message out, because this is a systematic plan in which they destroy your ability to respond, they destroy your character and reputation, and then they go in for the kill. We're seeing the plan reach culmination, reach completion here. We have to stand up and tell them this will not stand. We will not take this anymore. Jacob Ingles, thank you so much for being with me today. I know you have a lot to do, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll hear from David Knight on the other side. Take care, Jacob.
Thank you so much, Harrison, and thank you, everyone who's listening.
Thank you so much, everyone, for assisting us. And God bless Roger Stone and his family, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. They need our prayers. They need our support.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 25th of January, 2019, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. Roger Stone's door was banged on by the FBI in full combat military gear, guns drawn, flashlights shining through his windows as he stumbles out of bed in his pajamas, 66-year-old man with children and grandchildren who has worked in the political sphere for upwards of 40 years since the administration of President Nixon, who of course was, yet another victim of the, what do you even call it? Media industrial complex, who since the dawn of the spy agencies has been hand in hand, Operation Mockingbird, COINTELPRO. The media is simply an extension of and the mouthpiece for the deep state. We saw this on full display this morning with CNN in front of Roger Stone's house for a full hour before the FBI showed up to execute its warrant to place him under arrest on one count of obstruction of justice, five counts of false statements, and one count of witness tampering. Once again, I'd like to thank the guests that we were going to have on the show today. Daryl Hamamoto will be rescheduled for next week. I'm so looking forward to talking to him, and Patriot Nurse. We'll figure out exactly what we're going to do with her. She's supposed to be on for the full hour at the end here. She has so much good information. We want to have her on for as long as possible, but today this takes precedent. This is what we've been telling you about forever. This is the war coming down. And folks, you know, we at InfoWars, we're constantly being accused of being snake oil salesmen. We're constantly being accused of being frauds. It's so frustrating. All I do is I come up here, I read you the news, I try to tell you the truth, I give you my own opinion, I ask for your opinion. You know this. If you're a fan of InfoWars, you know that the connection that we have with our audience is something unique and special in the world of the media. And you can trust it. You know you can trust us because you know how real we are and that we, aren't here pitching a particular narrative for any personal gain. Just like they say, well, Alex Jones talks about chemicals in the water and then he tries to sell you water filter. Yes, we're telling you about a real threat to your own personal well-being, your own, you know, the people in power who are actively or just by sheer coincidence, if you want to believe them, accidentally putting estrogen in your water, putting fluoride in your water, dumbing you down. And so we tell you the truth about that. We give you the facts we need to know that no one else will tell you. And then we also provide water filters, air filters, purifiers, supplements, these things that help you combat it and counteract it. We're not making up a threat and then selling you a false solution. We're telling you the reality of the situation and trying to supply you with what you need to fight back against these people. And it's the same thing here. You know, we're so insulting to think that I would come in here and think that this was somehow a money-making opportunity, or to think that when we tell you, please, now more than ever, you need to support InfoWars, because we are literally under attack. So it's not a good thing. This is a host of one of our most popular shows, The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, one of our hosts, an integral part of InfoWars, a correspondent, a reporter who has been with us and has been giving, you know, helping provide us with scoops, giving us inside information, helping us bring you the truth for years, is now under arrest and sitting in a jail cell at the FBI. If the pattern is going to take the same course that it took with Paul Manafort, Roger Stone is liable to be locked up in solitary confinement for a month while they try to break his spirit and convince him to turn against Donald Trump and bring down the presidency that we, the American people, demanded with our vote. This is real, folks. This is the fight. This is the battle. Every dollar you spend on InfoWarsStore.com is another bullet in our chamber, is another war bond against the enemy.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We enter the second hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this 25th of January 2019, 9:06 Central Standard Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Roger Stone, door beaten on by the FBI, with CNN cameras in tow, ready there to create the made-for-TV images of Roger Stone being humiliated as he is arrested in his pajamas. This is a tactic, a psychological war being waged against the American people, a tyrannical exercise of undue military police state authority by the unelected, unsupervised, unrestrained, and perennially corrupt Robert Mueller, who has just corruption and scandal and involvement in the most heinous anti-American traitorous crimes that go back decades. He is now given just full warrant to arrest whoever is a threat to the military-industrial establishment, their deep state cronies, and their mouthpieces in the mainstream media. We will hear shortly from David Knight, who is taking a rare moment to join us on the show and give us his thoughts. This is a moment that cannot let pass without expressing exactly what is going on here. And I know that David Knight will give us that that unique viewpoint that only he is able to conjure. He will really let us know how this affects our liberty, how this, the true depths of anti-liberty, anti-American, traitorous underpinnings that undergird this entire situation. First, I want to go back to the clip I was playing in the first hour. Still about 2 minutes left on this clip. This is the CNN producer who claims ridiculously, I mean insultingly, that he just had reporter's instincts. He just was hanging out in front of Roger Stone's house at 5 a.m. because he's just that good of a reporter. bullcrap. You should be insulted at the fact that they expect you to believe this. In fact, you shouldn't just be insulted. You should understand that this is gaslighting. This is what they do. Do you remember in 1984 how they demand you say that 2 + 2 = 5? That's this test. That's the test they're giving you. They're saying, are you so dumbed down, controlled, and sheep-like that you'll nod your head and actually believe us when we tell you that we were just accidentally outside of Roger Stone's house? I mean, that's a statement, that's an assertion as ridiculous as 2 + 2 = 5, and they shove it down your throats and dare you to question it, folks. They're coming after you. They're coming after your ability to think freely. And as Alex Jones points out so appropriately, so often, this is the plan. It's being executed. We've told you about it for years. We've known this was coming. And this is it. They kick you off the internet. They restrict and destroy your ability to speak up against them. Once they've done that, they ruin your reputation. They spread lies about you. You are unable to combat those lies. You're incapable of achieving the same soapbox as them. So your lies are not able to get out and counteract or contradict those lies and slanders that have been put against you. So they destroy your reputation. They destroy, you know, everything about you virtually and in the cyber world. Then they come after you in real life. Then they bring the hammer down. And it's not enough to be innocent. It's not enough to tell the truth. It's not enough to play by their rules. They make up the rules. They don't listen to their own rules. They will do whatever they want to crush their political enemies, regardless of the law, regardless of the facts, regardless of reality, because it is a plan. They are executing it now, right now. And there is no guarantee that Alex Jones won't be next, that I won't be next. I text Roger Stone all the time. And I know I have to be careful what I text him, because any sort of joke I make might be construed into reality and used as proof in this indictment that I will be going through in this hour. Again, apologies to Professor Hamamoto, and we look forward to having you on for an extended period of time next week when we have more time to get into the very important information that is published by Mr. Hamamoto. Now, we will be hearing from David Knight shortly in the next segment. But I do want to get to this clip. Let's play it, the last 2 minutes of this CNN report.
That second thing they say is FBI warrant. Do you have any sense on whether that was an arrest warrant or a search warrant, and whether or not they are now inside his home searching for things?
Yeah, Allison, you can actually see behind me, that's the block where it all happened. There's a minimal police presence now. When we were first here this morning, there were maybe about a half dozen police vehicles that were here for that. We believe it must have been an arrest warrant, because it was taken into custody shortly after you heard that FBI agent say warrant. Now, it's unclear to us if they're still there. There are some indications that maybe the law enforcement is not at his house right now, as just by the fact that we're not seeing flashing lights, but we're obviously now about 100 yards up the street. They moved us back literally in the middle of that arrest, so we're not able to see what's going on in that house right now, but I can tell you that the law enforcement operation here has scaled down immensely. We know Roger Stone is not here anymore. He was taken away maybe about a half an hour after that arrest, and now we know there is a court appearance later this morning where we'll be at least.
David, that looks like an awfully nice neighborhood. I'm sure they are not used to FBI agents in flak jackets showing up just before 6 a.m. in the darkness and taking people away from that lovely residential area behind you.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot of bikers, joggers, walkers. Even as early as 5, 6 a.m., people are out walking.
Listen how gleeful they are. Listen to the barely contained glee in these CNN bootlickers.
It's a nice neighborhood.
As they smirk and smile and just,
this is something that the neighbors are not used to. That's what multiple neighbors have been telling me as we've been here on their sidewalk reporting this news all morning.
Oh, such bombshell reporting by the bootlickers at CNN.
Reporter's instincts were right on this morning.
Your reporter instincts were right on. Listen to how they lie to your face, ladies and gentlemen.
Of Roger Stone being arrested on 7 indictments from Robert Mueller's team. This is exclusive CNN.
Listen to how they lie to your face. Just blatantly, oh, your reporter instincts were really right on there. Bullcrap, ladies and gentlemen. This is absurd. This is ridiculous. This is what you're seeing there are the controlled, just bootlickers, the puppets of the deep state, gleeful in the fact that they get to be in on the secret, that they get to be in with the important, powerful people who are abusing their power. And you saw it right there. Roger Stone taken away from his house, still, what, half a dozen police cars surrounding his house. They're going through his things. Violation of the Fourth Amendment, just blatant, utterly. I mean, this is beyond anything we have experienced before. And this is an attack on InfoWars. This is an attack on Roger Stone. This is an attack on Donald Trump. Going forward, we don't know if Roger Stone will be placed into solitary confinement like Paul Manafort was. We know he has been just absolutely raked over the coals for the last 2 years. He has had his every communication of his subpoenaed and surveilled by the deep state. He has had his family and his children, his grandchildren, his wife harassed. We've had them. This is it, folks. It's coming down. InfoWars reporter, InfoWars correspondent Roger Stone in FBI custody right now. Now, breaking news, we have at 11 a.m. Eastern, Roger Stone will appear in court. We will bring you that live just as soon as that happens in about 45 minutes. And when we return on the other side of the break, we will hear from David Knight, who is taking a rare chance to, you know, come out of his recuperation and give his opinion. I know he will give us a liberty-based view and help us understand just how dangerous of a threat to our liberty we're seeing unfold in front of us. Ladies and gentlemen, Stone Defense Fund, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We need your help now more than ever as the deep state flexes its muscle and tries to keep us down.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Just chaos roiling the world on every angle, but all of our other stories are just top-notch guests. They all have to be pushed back as we go full bore, all cannons loaded and aimed at this Roger Stone story. Now, I'm joined by host of this show, David Knight, who's called in to give his opinion on this. David, there's so many angles to this, the Hollywood-style arrest, the fact you can go back to the very beginning and talk about how there's no basis to this Russian probe at all. I mean, there's so many angles to this story that expose the tyranny and the jackbooted tactics of our government. But what jumps out to you first?
Well, thank you, Harrison. You're doing a great job. And I normally wouldn't call in and bother you. You don't need any help at all. You're doing a great job with this. But when I saw this morning, I just couldn't believe it. And I got to say, I'm pretty cynical about the government. I'm pretty cynical about the FBI and about CNN and so forth. But when I saw what they had arranged, this is one of the most appalling displays I've ever seen. It's kind of what Rosenstein did before Trump went to have the Russian summit to undermine it, to have this releasing of an indictment against 12 foreign individuals and doing it as Trump is in the air on the way to meet with the foreign head of state. That was, in my opinion, a crime of subversion against President Trump. He should have been fired on the spot. But Trump has allowed this kind of stuff to go on. And I'm quite frankly, I don't cover this. People who listen to the program know that I've gotten tired of this Game of Thrones. But what we're seeing here is massive corruption. I'm looking at this indictment. And, of course, Organization One, as they keep running through this, is obviously WikiLeaks. They're talking about how they previously posted documents stolen by other U.S. from other U.S. persons and some stolen government documents from the U.S. government. Well, I'm sorry, but didn't Hillary Clinton release the most classified national security documents we've ever had, and nothing was done to her? But let's keep in mind what we're really talking about here, because talking to somebody that has released information is not a crime. This is a news where if he had talked to Julian Assange. And that's the whole issue, going back and forth. Did he talk to Julian Assange? I would say, so what if he did? So what if he did? Sean Hannity talked to Julian Assange. A lot of reporters have talked to Julian Assange. Roger Stone is a reporter, but we're not allowed to have a free press or free speech anymore. And when we look at the way the left was patting the New York Times and the Washington Post on the back with the Steven Spielberg movie, The Post, had Tom Hanks. And Meryl Streep in there is the editor and the publisher of the Washington Post and so forth. And what they did was exactly the same thing that we're talking about here. They established that because of a First Amendment, it is not a crime to publish information, even if it was criminally obtained by somebody. even if they violated national security. That was what the whole Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg, the Washington Post, and that movie that posted that. We've seen this movie before. But now everything has changed because we don't have a free press, a First Amendment. We have the CIA not news. That's what CNN is. They are propaganda. They're not news. They're CIA propaganda. And the evidence of this is the fact that they were there on the spot, as you've been pointing out this morning, on the spot, tipped in advance. When are we going to have an investigation of who leaked this from the Mueller camp? Isn't that a crime? That should be a crime. And what we're seeing here is, to me, it is absolutely amazing that CNN, that majors on shutting down the opposition, InfoWars. We got Oliver Darcy has made a career, this so-called reporter has made a career of attacking Alex Jones and InfoWars, and that's all these people are. It's just a tool, a cat's paw of the deep state, of the CIA, of the surveillance state to shut down the First Amendment. And then, of course, they're right there on the spot with an exclusive scoop as they come in for the perp walk. This is all arranged. It's a media event here. But I want to remind people of another movie that maybe they've seen, the Dark Alliance movie. I forget what they called the movie. Maybe it was Dark Alliance, but it was a story about Gary Webb and his book Dark Alliance. And the fact that he exposed our criminal government creating a crack cocaine epidemic to fund a secret foreign war under Ronald Reagan. And they used the L.A. Times in the same way that CNN is being used against us. They used the L.A. Times against Gary Webb to discredit him, to destroy him, to eventually take his life. And this is the movie that we've seen before. But forget about the Post for a moment. But as we look through this indictment, one of the things that they come back is that, well, you know, this would be something that's very damaging to Hillary Clinton. So what? So what? Is she protected? Yes, she is, by these people, by Mueller and her cronies in Washington. She is protected, and that cannot be allowed. And this whole nonsense about the fact that the government can lie to us continuously about everything and anything, and yet they play this game of post office. Let's see, you told this person who then told that person, who told that person. Oh, now the story doesn't. And we've all played that game when we were adolescents. We sit in a circle and somebody whispers something and goes around the room and then it comes back and it's different. And then they use that game of post office to indict people. I'm absolutely disgusted with this at an all new level. I just had to call in. I'm sorry.
No, we so appreciate it. I know I speak for our entire audience when I say we can't wait for you to get back in this chair and I get to sleep in again, which I will enjoy. But no, I knew you were going to bring this great, angle to this, and you're so right. There's so many things. I mean, the fact that not only is this so coordinated between the jackboot liquors in the mainstream media and their deep state controllers, but they come out and say it and have the audacity to say it's our reporter's instinct. We just happen to be out for, I mean, it's insulting on top of everything else to the intelligence of their audience. Totally absurd. And then, the movie you're talking about.
The investigation has been an insult to our intelligence running on for over 2 years. Everybody knows that there's nothing there except the crimes that they don't want to look at.
Exactly.
All this stuff is fabricated. We've said from the very beginning, they're pushing for process crimes. And that's exactly what we're seeing now at this point.
Utterly absurd. And we can go back to the very foundation and remind people that not only is there no evidence that the DNC was ever even hacked, but in fact, there is pretty substantial evidence to show that it was an inside job, to show that it was probably somebody like Seth Rich who got the documents off of a USB drive. If you go back and look at the transfer rates, it was impossible for it to be an over the network connection since the speeds were too fast. And then on top of that, we have the vault.
William Binney and other tech people pointed that out. William Binney knows what he's talking about. He was the global technical head of the NSA for decades, and he is a patriot who cares about the Constitution. Unlike these criminals, Brennan, Clapper should be in prison. Clapper, you want to talk about somebody lying? Clapper lied to everybody. He lied to Congress under oath. He lied to the American people under oath, and they never did anything about it. They let the statute of limitations expire, the 5-year statute of limitations. And guess what? We found out that Clapper was a liar when we had the Snowden documents leaked.
Yep.
And they went through WikiLeaks and so forth. That's why we need to have a free press. And that's why WikiLeaks is far more important than anything that Daniel Ellsberg or anybody else has ever done, because they have never lied to us, unlike the FIB, which has done nothing but lie to us since its formation by J. Edgar Hoover. It's one of the most corrupt organizations we've ever had. The only reason people have respect for it is because the propaganda campaign that was waged on network television when J. Edgar Hoover created that FBI program with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. What a masterpiece of propaganda that was. Other than that, they have been nothing but a bunch of liars and instigators backstabbing the American public at every turn, destroying and shredding the
country. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, but David Knight joins me on the line. They have kicked the hornet's nest, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter is on fire. David Knight is on fire. There's other news I'd like to get to, including a protest going down in the Texas Capitol. John Bowne is live on the scene right now, and we will be hearing from him in the next segment as he talks to some of these people who are just giving them hell down at the Texas Capitol for daring to erase our history. But this is it. It's all coming down now, folks. And they've kicked the hornet's nest. Owen Schroeder's on fire. Rob Dew's on fire. I mean, all of Twitter is lighting up about this and letting it be known just how this will not stand. We will not stand for this. And David, what I was trying to get across in the last hour was, even if everything in this indictment is true, and I hear you've had a chance to look through this indictment, if everything in it is true, it should still terrify people, the jackbooted tactics that they are employing against a 66-year-old man whose only crime was talking to a journalistic outlet. And you know, we know, and all the InfoWarriors know, just how heroic WikiLeaks is, yet they're at the center of this and treated as if they are, you know, Soviet Russia in the 60s. I mean, totally ridiculous, but I'm just going to let you keep going because you're on fire and you have exactly the right, you know, vision on this. David Knight.
Well, I guess the problem is, Harrison, I look at this, and again, let's go back to the Pentagon Papers. Let's go back to Watergate and so forth. Are we going to have a situation, you know, can you imagine after we had Woodward and Bernstein celebrated, after the Washington Post and Ben Bradley were celebrated, can you imagine having an indictment where they come in, they create a process crime? Let's say that Richard Nixon wants to go after his enemies list, right? And so mm-hmm. He pulls in these people from the Washington Post, and they ask them details about every aspect of their life, and then they indict them because they playing, like I said, this game of post office where you pass the information along from one person to the other person to the other person. They say, well, you know, this guy has a different version than you do, so I'm going to indict you because you're on my enemy's list. And I'm going to call you Organization One or Person One or whatever. No, we would not accept that. These people got journalism award at the time because they stood up for the principle that if there's information that the people need to know, we have a free press. We have the First Amendment. And that was what the left used to celebrate. Now they take the lead in trying to shut that down. Why? Because of politics. And when we look at this indictment, I haven't gone through this whole indictment, but as I look at what they're saying about Organization One, the criticism that they have here is that Organization One released information that was damaging to the Clinton campaign. Well, that explains it right there. Say no more. They have to go to jail. The head of Organization One, this is all WikiLeaks, obviously, was located at all relevant times at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So we don't know who Organization One is. Now, it's not as clear who Person One is, but it certainly sounds like they're talking about Alex. It says Person One is a political commentator, worked on an online media publication during the 2016 presidential campaign.
It does sound like they're talking about him. Clearly, they talk about InfoWars on here. In fact, they bring up interviews that Roger had on InfoWars. But in my reading of this, and I've had some confirmation behind the scenes, Person One, we believe, is Jerome Corsi, in fact,
another writer
for InfoWars.
Well, I mean, it could be anybody, right? It could be anybody. I mean, what is the crime, whoever Person One is? You know, I haven't read except to the very beginning of this indictment. Whoever Person One is, Person One was a reporter who talked to another reporter and commentator about what's going on in politics. So let's send them to jail. And that's the dangerous thing about this, especially when we look at what has happened in this last year on social media and elsewhere. And as I tell everybody, the attacks on InfoWars on social media are really an attack on you, the members of the audience, because you are the ones who are commenting and they don't want that. And you all know that you've been accused of by bots of being a bot. You know that you have been censored. You've been shadow banned, just as we have. And 2 months after they censored InfoWars, they went after 800 media organizations. What did they have in common? Not their support of Trump, not being conservative. A lot of them were not Trump supporters. A lot of them were liberals and libertarians. All of them had in common one thing. Excuse me. They opposed these false flag wars for regime change and other things that NATO and the military industrial complex want CNN and social media to put that narrative out there without any question. And so they're going to shut down everybody across the political spectrum that questions the official story. It must not be questioned. And that's the really dangerous thing. And that includes each and every one of the people who are listening here. I've heard Tommy, I heard Rush Limbaugh say, well, you know, these people should never have been on social media. That I don't get on social media. That's not a part of what my mix is. Well, it's not simply about the free press. It's also about the free speech of the people to be able to see what they want to see, hear what they want to see, and comment on it. And they want to put their hands over your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. And they're doing it. And CNN is doing it. And the reprehensible FBI and Department of Justice, they're doing it. I have seen covered so many in just cases here at InfoWars, what they did to the Bundys, what they did to Ross Ulbricht, what they have done, just name it, over and over and over again. And now they're doing it to the President of the United States, and they're getting away with it. It is absolutely amazing to me.
Oh, it's infuriating. And of course, just to emphasize your point, we're the ones that will come out and tell you about the fact that Julian Assange has all but come out and said that it wasn't a leak and that it was Seth Rich who dropped it. I mean, he came out and said, yeah, we're going to give 100,000 to whoever can do. I mean, he's all but just come out and said Seth Rich was the leaker. Now, everything
well,
in the indictment.
Well, here's the other thing, Harrison. So what if it was a leak? So what if they hacked it? Hillary Clinton is not the federal government. She just releases all the most secret documents to the federal government, but she's not the federal government. She wasn't in office at the time. And she is not some sacred cow that must be protected under law. But of course, she is for the Washington establishment, a sacred cow that must be protected by all means, because she's part of this criminal web that Mueller and the rest of these people are part of as well.
Right. Well, but would you, what, you know, our audience probably already understands, but really needs to be emphasized here, is we're also going to be the ones to come out and show you the WikiLeaks that show Vault 7, that show that the CIA has the ability to put false fingerprints, Russian fingerprints, on their hack jobs, which means that you could completely undermine the DNC's claim, which is the basis for this entire indictment, that they were hacked by Russians because they found Cyrillic in the code of hackers, which
That's
is something
right.
that Vault 7 was able to come out and show that was something the CIA could do to frame Russia. So that's why they want to shut us down. We're giving you the truth. We're giving you the facts that completely undermine and destroy the very foundation of this indictment, of their entire conspiracy theory that they've erected about all this.
That's right. I talked to John McAfee after it happened. I talked to William Binney after it. They said, look, no real state organization is going to leave their fingerprints all over something to make it, oh, look, here we are, you know. They're going to route it around places. It's going to make it look like they're the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans or whatever. And then WikiLeaks, as you pointed out, with Vault 7, released that, showed us the user's manual so that they got, yes, this is a fact. We now have the documents as well. Common sense told us that. We had the cyber experts told us that. And then we saw the documents. You know, the simple fact of the matter is that instead of everybody panicking about WikiLeaks, telling us the truth about Hillary Clinton and letting Hillary Clinton tell the Chinese communists everything about our national security. And, you know, we've had this information out there for the longest time that on her unsecured private email, which in itself is a very serious crime, she should be in jail for that alone, they were able to send themselves a receipt of everything that she sent and received. Now, why isn't that a concern to Mueller if he's worried about foreign involvement and manipulation in our election? Maybe he should also be concerned about all of the CIA assets that were murdered because of the leaks to Hillary Clinton. But nobody cares about any of that stuff. That's how far gone this is. Quite frankly, I don't know that it can be pulled back. We don't have a First Amendment anymore, and we have criminals running the government.
But we will not stop fighting. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. We are the enemy. We are the resistance. We are the revolution against this totalitarianism. Help us join the ranks and help us fight it back before it's too late.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go.
Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But today, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back last segment of the second hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. David joined us the last two segments to give his passionate breakdown of the events this morning and the just absurd level of control that the deep state exercises over the mainstream media, how this is the culmination of a plan that has been in place for decades, really ramped up over the last few years. We have been reporting on it consistently. We have been telling you that this was coming down the pipe for years. InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Make no doubt about it. Have no doubt about it. Patriot Nurse joins me in the next hour. She was supposed to be on for the full hour. We've had to ask her to come on simply for the second half, which is not the best, but obviously this takes precedent. InfoWars is under sustained attack right now, but she is somebody that we should be talking to right now, because she is all about prepping and all about how to be prepared personally in your own life for anything that comes down the pipe. So we will be talking to her at the 10 o'clock time slot. Before then, in the next hour, I will be talking to John Bowne, who right now is on location live covering a protest in the Texas Capitol, protesting against the ability of the of a state senator from Dallas to simply tear down a plaque commemorating the Civil War and Confederate Army without even addressing the concerns of the constituents, without asking whether we wanted that or not. They simply took it upon themselves to decide that history is offensive and that they would tear it down. So very important, high-profile protest going on as we speak. Updates being posted to John Bowne's Twitter at NewsBowne, where you can find updates there, and we'll be talking to him live on the scene at the Texas Capitol shortly. But folks, I want to give you the key you need to understand this 24-page indictment. It is filled with lawyer speak, and it is simply a convoluted timeline of events that tries to portray Roger Stone as somehow acting dishonestly, somehow lying to Congress and trying to obstruct the investigation, which, we remind you, once again, was an utterly baseless investigation based on nothing but the lies of the DNC. Entire event was put into place to prevent Donald Trump from gaining the presidency, trying to put a stick in the spokes of the true second American revolution that supported Donald Trump and blew past the mainstream media, smashed through the control mechanisms that are erected by both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to keep controlled people in there friendly to the agenda of the globalists and the elites, the powers that be that pull the strings in Washington. Roger Stone's crime was, at the end of the day, resisting those people and not just fighting back against those people, but fighting back effectively, more effectively than anyone has ever done before. Now, to give you the key to break down this indictment, we begin with person one. I will tell you that with a 99% assurity rate, person one is former InfoWars correspondent, former InfoWars writer Jerome Corsi. That is person one. Person two, we know from our discussions with Roger Stone, person two is Randy Credico. So that's what you need to understand as you read through this. This is the key to deciphering what is going on. Organization one is, of course, WikiLeaks. That should be obvious. And obviously, when they refer to Julian Assange, they refer to him as the leader of Organization One. Now, it just goes through a timeline of events, this indictment. And it really centers around, for the most part, this August 8th and August 12th appearance at a public event and during an interview when he stated, quote, I actually have communicated with Julian Assange. I believe the next tranche of documents pertaining or will pertain to the Clinton Foundation, but there's no telling what the October surprise might be. And then on August 12th, 2016, Stone stated during an interview that he was, quote, in communication with Julian Assange, but was not at liberty to discuss what I have. Now, we know from what Roger Stone has said on this program and on the War Room and on the Alex Jones Show that his go-between was Randy Credico, and that he never talked specifically to Julian Assange, but always through an intermediary where he would simply ask that intermediary to confirm previously released rumors or gossip about what was coming down the pipe. That seems to be upheld. That seems to be confirmed with this indictment. And I'll get into a little bit more before I go to the response to this situation by Sarah Sanders, White House press secretary, did come out and give a response and a statement to this. So we'll go to that in just a minute. I'll keep going through this for now. And then in the next hour, we hear from John Bowne, and we are joined by Patriot Nurse in the second half of that hour. But this is it. It is section 28 of the indictment. Says Stone's explanation of his August 2016 statements about communicating with the head of Organization One, the head of WikiLeaks, was false and misleading. In truth and in fact, the first time person two, that's Randy Credico, interviewed the head of Organization One. So the first time that Randy Credico interviewed Julian Assange was on or about August 25th, 2016, after Stone made his August 8th and August 12th public statements. Similarly, at the time Stone made his August 26th statements, August 2016 statements, Stone had directed Corsi, not Randy Credico, to contact the head of Organization One. So what they're saying is that he was lying in his testimony, because in his testimony, they are saying that he, basically that he intimated that he had gotten information from person two, that is Randy Credico. But if you read the actual account of his testimony to Congress on September 26, 2017, Stone stated that members of this committee had made certain assertions against me, which must be rebutted here today, which include the charge that I knew in advance about and predicted the hacking of the Clinton campaign chairman's email, and that I had advanced knowledge of the source or actual content of disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton. Now that, once again, using information strictly from this indictment is borne out, is shown to be true. So, not a lie. But the problem is that, he didn't say who the person was that he said was his intermediary, and they assumed that it was Randy Credico. That is basically the crime, was that Stone said, I have a go-between, and the way he described him led people to believe that he was talking about Randy Credico, when in fact he was talking about person one, not person two. That seems to be the totality of his crime. I'll get into it more in the next hour before we go to that live footage, but I want to get it in here while I can. Sarah Sanders' response to the situation this morning.
My first reaction is real simple. This has nothing to do with the president and certainly nothing to do with the White House. Mm-hmm. This is something that has to do solely with that individual, and not something that affects us here in this building.
Nothing to do with the president. On this show a couple months ago, Corey Lewandowski, who was one-time campaign manager to then-candidate Donald Trump, used to tell me it would make him crazy when then-candidate Trump would talk to Roger Stone on the phone, and it would happen a lot. So there is a connection between Roger Stone and the now president of the United States. You would concede that.
Look, Roger Stone's somebody who's been a consultant for dozens of Republican presidents and candidates and members of Congress, but conversations between those individuals have nothing to do with the fact of what these charges are about, and that's about whether or not he made false statements. We'll let the courts make that decision. I think a bigger question is, if this is the standard, will this same standard apply to people like Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Clapper? Will we see these same people who we know have also made false statements? Will that same standard apply? And that's a question that we'll have to see what happens on that front.
Did the president direct someone to contact Roger Stone about stolen emails?
Look, John, I'm not an attorney. I haven't read through that. Even if I had, I'm not going to be able to provide you some type of insider legal analysis. What I can tell you is that the specific charges that have been brought against Mr. Stone don't have anything to do with the president. Well, if you want to get into the weeds
Sarah, it's not the weeds. In this case, it's not the weeds. We only know if it had something to do with the president when we know whether it was, in fact, then-candidate Donald Trump who directed a senior Trump campaign official to contact Roger Stone. Do you know
slimy dirtbag CNN interviewing Sarah Sanders? We know exactly what this has to do with. We have the full indictment. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Even if he personally called Roger Stone and asked him about WikiLeaks, where's the crime? Where is the collusion? Where is anything that is purported to be the basis of this outrageous and tyrannical act by the U.S. government? It's absent, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, third hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 25th of January, 2019, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't heard yet this morning, InfoWars reporter, InfoWars correspondent, friend of Donald Trump, friend of mine, Roger Stone, taken into custody in a pre-dawn raid by the FBI. Paramilitary gear with CNN waiting in the bushes to capture the event on air, on footage. Total collusion, total kabuki theater, total puppet show, shadow puppet show of reality as they choose to portray Roger Stone as a dangerous criminal approaching his house, guns drawn, flashlights blazing, banging on the door like he's some sort of drug dealer, you know, who's gonna shoot back or who has to be forcibly fought down. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is a 66-year-old grandfather, father, husband, friend of mine, as I said, an employee of InfoWars who is now sitting in a jail cell. In fact, he should be showing up for a court appearance scheduled at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are monitoring news out of Florida, and we'll bring you that as soon as it appears. In the next hour, I will be joined by Patriot Nurse, and I will also be joined live on the scene, John Bowne, on the steps of the Texas Capitol, where a protest is going on right now, a fairly high-profile protest that he's covering, where they're trying to prevent, or at least trying to retroactively go back and fix the fact that state legislators took it upon themselves to erase history because they found it insulting. They found it not to their liking, so they decided to destroy it. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to break down further what exactly is in this indictment. I'll go back and forth references later in the document to earlier in the indictment to explain exactly what they're saying. I gave you the key already, how to unlock it. Person one, Jerome Corsi. Person two, Randy Credico, organization. WikiLeaks, leader of organization. Organization one is what they refer to it as. Is, of course, Julian Assange. Throughout this indictment is examples of interviews that Roger Stone gave on InfoWars. This is an attack on not just Roger Stone, but on his family, on InfoWars, on the InfoWars audience, on all patriotic Americans who voted for Donald Trump. This is in your face, 1984 Nazi Soviet style production as they place under arrest somebody instrumental in getting Donald Trump elected. They didn't want Donald Trump elected. That was Roger Stone's crime. I will give you on the other side the reasoning they gave, the crime they say he committed, but just know, ladies and gentlemen, his crime was talking to you, the InfoWars audience. His crime was circumventing the censorship being enacted by not just the media, not just the deep state, not just the unelected bureaucratic class, but also big tech, as they hand in hand skip us down the hallway to totalitarianism and complete thought control. His crime was resisting that. Our crime is resisting that. Innocence no longer no longer good enough insurance against the oppression and power of the police state in which we find ourselves. Folks, go to stonedefensefund.com. Support him. Prayers to his family. They are on our mind as he enters the jaws of the beast. Who knows what the future will hold, but we are stronger with you on our side, and we can only fight back if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and give us the ammo we need to prosecute this war of absolute destruction against the New World Order and their minions in the mainstream media.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. They have kicked the hornet's nest. They have gone too far. This will not stand. Exclusive first statement from Roger Stone after his arrest. This is an InfoWars exclusive. The story from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars. com. In his first statement since he was arrested, Roger Stone asserted that the indictment against him contains no evidence of Russia collusion, that is a fact, and that Robert Mueller now has more power than the president. This is a fact. This is undeniable. He is unsupervised. He is unrestrained. He is exercising complete totalitarian jackbooted control over United States society. Nobody voted for him. He has been embroiled in scandal and corruption for decades. We know this man. We know his ilk. We know what he's been up to. And yet we are powerless. We plebeians here on the wrong side of the globalist line. We are not worthy to even question what dear Saint Robert is doing. We question it, ladies and gentlemen. Stone's attorney, Grant Smith, was the first person to see him in the booking area of the courthouse. He subsequently relayed to InfoWars what Stone said. Stone first asked about the safety of his wife after the stress of the Dawn raid, in which we remind you that we saw a video of the police officers basically having, unfettered access to the private home of Roger Stone. But he asked about the safety of his wife. We also wonder about that, and we have Smith informing him that she was okay. She has to still be shaken. She, of course, is wondering what the future of her life is. Just absolutely shocking the way they have destroyed this man, destroyed his family, bankrupted him through the illegal application of lawfare, slander, big tech censorship. I mean, this is, his wife, along with Roger are the real victims here. He then relayed his personal thoughts about the arrest. He says, quote, "This country is literally run by a rogue prosecutor who has more power than the president," adding that he believes America is turning into the, quote, new Soviet Union, and he fears for his grandchildren. Stone also kept repeating the assertion that the indictment against him contains no evidence of Russia collusion, while also insisting he's innocent of all the charges. While Stone said he expects to be released after his court appearance later today on personal recognizance bond, he is expecting to travel to DNC next week for arraignment. I remind you once again, he has never resisted arraignment. He has never resisted subpoena. He has offered many times to appear voluntarily in front of the Congress, the FBI, whoever would listen to him. They could have easily done this in a much quieter fashion. They could have done it in a much more respectable fashion. They did it in the fashion in which they did, strictly because of the scene it would create, because of the power of propaganda that they wield in conjunction with the jackbootlickers in the mainstream media. And I say that literally in this context. Clean off your tongue, CNN. You've got jackboot all over it. Stone says he expects to be in Washington, very shortly. They could have done it then. They wanted to kick his door in a pre-dawn raid, guns loaded and drawn, flashlights shining through his windows, because they are not engaged in the application of justice. They are not seeking to protect America. They are seeking to destroy Roger Stone and, through him, destroy the rights of every American to exert their First Amendment, to be protected under the law, and to support the politicians that will fight for them and against the system and the bureaucracy that seeks so ravenously to consume their lives. Stone reportedly fears he could, quote, disappear into the bottom of a modern American gulag archipelago. During text message exchange with Alex Jones last night, Stone also expressed his fear that, in his own words, they were, quote, setting me up for the kill. "We knew this was coming, folks. We've been telling you for a long time this was coming. It's not a surprise. It's simply a fulfillment of what we have seen coming down the road for the last 2 years. They've destroyed his reputation. They've destroyed his livelihood. They've destroyed his bank account. They have destroyed him in the eyes of so many sheep-like Americans. Now they go in for the kill. That sword of Damocles finally lets drop." Some journalists and commenters on Twitter criticize media coverage of Stone arrest, pointing out that the indictment against him is weaker than some had anticipated and contains no proof of Russian collusion. Jamil Jaffer says, isn't this a kind of trafficking? What respectable news organizations do every day? What distinguishes what Stone did? The Stone indictment is yet another from Mueller alleging people lied about or otherwise obstructed the post-election investigation, but does not assert any underlying crimes committed by Americans for conspiring with Russians or anything else regarding the election itself, says Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald has been solid on this throughout. Like I was saying earlier, Twitter is absolutely exploding. They have kicked the hornet's nest. It's on fire with righteous indignation against what is being done to Roger Stone at the hands of this unaccountable, unelected, unrestrained, unsupervised madman, Robert Mueller, who is covering up his own crimes, the crimes of his deep state cronies, and is wielding this unconstitutional power with absolute disregard for the further effects of just how this will degrade and deteriorate the Republic of the United States. On the other side of Twitter, we have Oliver Darcy saying, "What an irresponsible thing to tweet," to Veta Gran Sustrin, as she makes the obvious and blatantly apparent, undeniable fact that CNN was tipped off by the FBI as to this morning raid. They, my God, folks, Oliver Darcy, who spends all of his time trying to bring down competitors like InfoWars, who spends his time advocating and lobbying big tech companies to wield their power to censor and bring down those who in the United States want to exercise their free speech and fight for the freedoms of all Americans and all those worldwide who yearn to live freely and express the divine spark that was given to them by their creator. Oliver Darcy spends his time trying to keep us down and then playing the victim. And here, as they say, CNN, their producer's particular, spectacular reporter instinct is what led him to be camped outside of Roger Stone's house in the pre-dawn hours, an hour before the FBI raid that would take Roger Stone into custody. And Oliver Darcy sits here like the human garbage that he is, like the cesspit of disingenuous, boot-licking, just sycophantic trash that Oliver Darcy embodies as he says that the CNN crew was staked out of Stone's house this morning after CNN reporters noticed unusual grand jury activity in D.C. on Thursday and thought something could happen. Yeah, folks, don't believe the fact that CNN was somehow in cahoots with the FBI despite the overwhelming evidence blatantly in your face. You can see with your own eyes. No, you should trust Oliver Darcy when he says that they weren't tipped off. CNN are simply geniuses. They're simply prophetic. They simply have a magical precognizance that they are able to understand and ascertain the actions of the FBI before anybody else knows. Yeah, believe Oliver Darcy, the just despicable possum. Believe him over your own eyes. 2 + 2 = 5. Freedom is strength. No, wait, that would actually make sense. I've mixed them all up. My God, ladies and gentlemen, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, and Oliver Darcy is a beacon of honesty. They're going full bore, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think for a second that this happens in a vacuum. Don't think for a second that this isn't related to what's going on all over the world as nationalists reawaken and as the human spirit is revived against everything the globalists try to throw at it.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find. It's too late to change.
All right, folks, third hour continues. We've been talking, of course, about the arrest of Roger Stone. This story has, of course, taken over this entire show because this is an attack on InfoWars. This is the attack we've been telling you was coming down the pipe for a long time, the attack that we have been begging you to help us stave off, help us fight back against. This is the totalitarian government really showing their cards here. Donald Trump tweets out 5 minutes ago, greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. No collusion. Border coyotes, drug dealers, and human traffickers are treated better. Who alerted CNN to be there? Yeah, great question. Who alerted CNN to be there? We'll talk more about this in a little bit later, but we have John Bowne on the line. He has been at a protest at the Texas Capitol protesting the removal of a commemoratory plaque that gave thanks to some of the soldiers who fought and died in the Civil War. And this was taken down just without anybody asking, without anybody, no debate, no public input, simply unilaterally taken down by a state senator from Dallas who found the history to be insulting, I guess. Now, we'll go to Patriot Nurse in the next segment, but John Bowne is live on the scene right now. John, I wish I could have put more, I really wanted to spend a lot of time covering this on the show today. Unfortunately, we've been cut back a little bit. People can find the clips on your Twitter at Newsbound. But give us a breakdown. What was the protest like there at the Capitol?
Well, it is divine providence that things did work out the way they did, because I was able to sit in there for a longer amount of time and listen to the comments by the concerned citizens. A lot of people that have ancestors that were in the Civil War or daughters of the Confederacy, who are asking to have the plaque given to them so that they can take care of it. Now, there was a vote taken where they unanimously decided to allow the people to give comments for 90 days. So they at least brought, as everyone kept saying, they brought the heat down. But it's still very heated in there. People are very upset, very emotional. And there's the underlying, whether you consciously or subconsciously are aware of it, that we are being taken over by Marxist philosophy and this political correctness, which Governor Abbott had defended in the past when back in September when the Alamo was the history of the Alamo had been threatened, the word heroism had been threatened by the Department of Education, is now siding with the leftist mob, the leftist Marxist mob that, you know, is making its way into our lives this morning with Roger Stone. And Roger's at the forefront of this Marxism that we need to, as a country, realize is happening. It's beginning to get too late for people to realize this isn't a joke. This isn't something that's going to pass. This isn't a fad. This isn't a phase by the left. This is a program that was begun decades ago, and it is coming to fruition. We are in the middle of a cultural revolution. And when they can come into Texas and tell Texans that they need to start taking down plaques, and then next it'll be a monument, and next it'll be the Department of Education. We'll start to ask about that heroism being taken out and Travis's letter being taken out of the curriculum. They want to teach our children, third through fifth grades, how to have protected sex, how to avoid STDs, how to masturbate. That's something that the Marxists, that's one of their points, one of their 12 points. Every point that the Frankfurt School, the Marxists, every one of those points has been done to this country. And we're looking at the erasure of our history. You know, it's really sad, and it's very frightening thing.
Yeah, well, look, you only have to look back at, you know, decades ago, one of Alex Jones's first documentaries was about giving over protected American, you know, monuments and this sort of thing over to the UN to be under UN protection. Now they're either talking about doing it. They may have already done it, given the Alamo over to UN protection. Why? Can the people of Texas not defend the Alamo? Yeah, we did it before. We can do it again. And so this plaque in this Texas Capitol that basically said, hey, look, you know, the Civil War wasn't all about slavery. The people who fought had nothing to do with the political machinations of what was going on in Washington and elsewhere. They were simply defending their homes, and it was basically a complicated thing, and we need to put the strife and the confrontation behind us and remember that it's over now. We're all Americans, and it's okay to honor your opponents once it's been settled. This is like a gentlemanly, a respectable kind of thing that used to be commonplace, now is being removed. And now they're just coming in and just saying, you know what, that history offends me. I'm going to take it down. That history offends me. I'm going to destroy that history. I mean, these are facts. These are history. And even the unpleasant history, we need to uphold and remember. So either we don't repeat it again, or we honor the people that fought against that unpleasant or distasteful history. And so they're just coming in and destroying it. I want to hear from you. There's videos on your Twitter. What was the spirit of the inside? What were the numbers like? There's a press conference going on right now with Chuck Untersee and Dave Roberts, friends of InfoWars, that I would have loved to have in today, but you know, this news opened up. But just give us, you know, from inside, what was the spirit like? What was the reaction from some of the state senators?
Very emotional from the crowd. A lot of people were there concerned about their ancestry, concerned about their legacy in this, in the state of Texas. But the representatives on the board, the State Preservation Board, how ironic is that? They resembled the city council here, the liberal city council. They're more and more, I think it was Eric Johnson was the one that has been pressing for this for over a year to have this removed. And then he's scratching his head saying, well, you know, once this is removed, we can start taking down other monuments.
Yeah. What
on,
next?
On Texas state grounds. So I want to get back in there because, people are still in there. Mr. Brown spoke and he was very eloquent and, demanded an apology for the sledgehammer statement that, Mr. Leach had said in the past hearing, the hearing where they unanimously voted to take this plaque down with, the room was filled with reporters, and they unanimously voted to take the plaque down and walked out of the room without answering any questions, as if, you know, the people don't matter. So I think they're starting to realize that, you don't mess with Texas, you know? I apologize for my camera work here, but,
No, we're glad you're on the scene getting the stories. I know you're going to be capturing more footage as the protest continues on, and we'll be looking forward to your report from that. That's John Bowne on location at the Texas Capitol protesting the erasure of history, protesting the way that these Marxists in the guise of Democrats are destroying the history of the United States and the history of Texas. You don't mess with Texas. We won't stand for it. Thank you, John.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show. Ladies and gentlemen, quick update to the Roger Stone story. He has appeared in court and has been set a bond of $250,000, $250,000 bond, and they have restricted his travel. We are awaiting a statement from him. I have my guest Patriot Nurse on for the next two segments, and I have to apologize. We were supposed to have you on for a full hour. I was so excited for this interview. There's so many topics to cover. Patriot Nurse, you can find her on YouTube or go to her website. You cover guns, you cover health, you cover prepping, so many different things we can get to. I'm so sorry that we had to shorten our time here. Hopefully we can get you back for even more commentary, but thank you for being on with us, Patriot Nurse. Hold on, we're having a little bit of audio troubles here. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we have you now. Loud and great. Clear and coming through fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, it's my pleasure to be here.
So, and I have to apologize in advance if Roger Stone comes out and we might have to cut to that live feed, but there's so much I want to talk to you about. But first, just the story of the day, Roger Stone being arrested. This is obviously the culmination of years of tyranny by this unelected Robert Mueller. But, you know, how do you see this as illustrating what's going on in this country and what you've talked about so eloquently and so often on your show, just the ever increasing power of the state as they seek to crush the rights and freedoms of individuals here?
Yes, absolutely. This is further evidence that the city state versus real rural and normal people, that dichotomy is alive and well. And in the case of Washington, the Beltway, they really have made it so difficult for average people to live their lives out peacefully and to fulfill their dreams with this overbearing federal government. And what we're seeing right now, I think, is just more evidence of a soft coup happening. The Democrats have evidence that they have complete contempt for the American people outside of their constituent power base, which is the city states. States that these city states do breed dependency, they breed envy, and they breed covetousness. And the Democrats have continued to do their thing, which is to consolidate power and to oppress anyone that they don't consider a non-deplorable.
Absolutely. And you have such a good mindset about this, because people, they see this overwhelming power of the state and this monolithic power against them. And your sort of, idea about it, ideology about it, if I can characterize it like that, is like, it's up to you. You're responsible to yourself. You deal with yourself as an individual. And from that, it sort of cascades out. If everybody were to uphold themselves, we wouldn't even have to care about the state. So can you just kind of expand for our audience on what sort of your base level, love of freedom is all about?
Well, I come from a long line of patriots. I am a direct descendant of Colonel Adam Alexander, who was a signer of the Mecklenburg Declaration. The motto for North Carolina is first in freedom. And so as a descendant of his, it was always something growing up in our household that freedom and self-sufficiency, the original founding pioneer spirit of the country, has always been near and dear to my heart. As a nurse, the way that I practically live that out is to teach people self-sufficiency with their medical care, regardless of whether or not we are in peacetime or a breakdown in rule of law. Everyone can benefit from being able to own their own health care. And it's not just with health care, it's with self-defense as well. Both of these issues are very dear to me, because if a person is self-sufficient and can take care of their medical needs as well as their defense and personal security needs, everything else stems from there. Again, going back to the city-state dependency, versus self-sufficiency model. If an individual is self-sufficient and can defend and can take care of themselves, then a police state has no place in their life. A lot of people will say, oh, you know, if the police could just respond to these, you know, violent incidents faster, then all will be well. No, absolutely not. The government that can give you everything can also take it away from you. An armed citizenry is the only alternative to a police state. So being armed and being capable of taking care of yourself, your family, with your defense as well as your medical needs, that is where my focus is.
Right. It's about maintaining yourself sort of on all of these different levels, whether it's, I mean, you show how to grow your own food, you show how to take care of yourself and know what's really going on with your body, sort of, which sometimes is at odds with what the doctor might be telling you. You know, spoiler alert, there's other, you know, opinions out there, other viewpoints that might be more valid. And you just see it, you know, when you're talking, I keep thinking back to the Yellow Vest protest and just how obvious it is, the machinations that they are putting into motion to get people to move away from the rural area. And something that David Knight says in the intro that we play all the time, he says it's Agenda 21, now it's Agenda 30. They're trying to get you out of the rural areas and into the cities because that's where you're easier to control. So, you know, what can people do to maintain that rural lifestyle and to resist the ever encroaching power of the government as they try to pack them into cities like rats?
That's a fantastic question, and I think the answer is most readily evidenced in the government shutdown. People are panicking because they didn't get their 1 month check or their 1 month entitlement, whatever the case may be. If you are capable of producing even a little bit of your food, and you have simple things like an emergency stash stored up, you know, for unanticipated expenses, that is part of being self-sufficient. The self-sufficient, independent mindset is the freest mindset. A slave mindset says, I am incapable of providing for myself. I need someone else to do this for me. But the self-sufficient person recognizes that freedom and self-determination are dovetailed with the ability to take care of your basic needs by yourself without reference to a greater power.
Yeah, it's the classic phrase, with great power comes great responsibility. You can't expect to be a free human without the corresponding responsibility of, you know, maintaining yourself and conducting yourself in a way that makes you worthy of that freedom. So it's all about, yeah, personal responsibility. You know, I have to say, I have family members that a week doesn't go by that they don't send me one of your videos. You have like the best fan base that are really loyal and really hang on your every word. What do you think is the most important part? Obviously, they all go hand in hand, but you know, the three things you kind of cover are guns, self, you know, self-protection, food and health. And then of course, like full on healthcare, how to actually prepare and treat wounds and that sort of thing. What do you think is paramount to all of that?
The paramount application for this, I think, really depends on the individual's capability. For instance, you have some people, perhaps they're physically limited. You know, I received an email yesterday from a fellow who is a full quadriplegic, and his contribution to his family's ability to be self-sufficient is his knowledge on alternative medicine, on herbal medicine and application and wildcrafting. He may not be able to actually go out there, but the fellow can identify things. For individuals who are physically capable, I think that with that capability and with that blessing, with that talent comes responsibility. So for us, I'm all about the big three, the beans, bullets, and the band-aids. It's important to be able to feed yourself. Food is how totalitarian governments control people. We're going to cut off your food stamps. We're going to cut off your EBT card. We're going to cut off this, that, and the other. People riot when they don't have food. Look at the history of the French Republic. If you need further, further examples of this. But the ability to feed yourself, the ability to take care of a person when they are sick, and also to prevent disease in the first place, that's integral. But being able to defend yourself and to take care of your family, if you can do those things, you are an existential threat to the power base. They need dependent people in order to push their regime.
Right. And people have no idea the power. You actually kind of feel the power when you know that you don't rely on anyone. It's really amazing. And it's like, If you've never grown something and eaten it from your garden, you have no idea how good food can be. It's like people treat this like, oh, you're trying to get me to do more work and like it's responsibility. No, there's joy in this. You don't know how good green beans can be until you pick one off the vine and eat it. You'll never eat a store-bought watermelon again as soon as you eat one off your lawn. More with Patriot Nurse on the other side. Find her on YouTube, Patriot Nurse. We'll get into more stuff soon.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. Roger Stone set to appear in front of the courthouse any minute now. We're expecting that to happen right around the time Alex Jones' show begins. Apologies to my fantastic guest, Patriot Nurse. If we do have to cut away, we have to see this. Roger Stone, my friend and colleague, writer for InfoWars, placed under arrest this morning. Just insane stuff that has dominated our coverage. But Patriot Nurse is my guest, and she deserves all the attention that we can give her. You can find her on YouTube, Patriot Nurse, on Twitter, at The Patriot Nurse, and her website is thepatriotnurse.com. Now, how did you get into this? Were you always a political person? Because to me, I don't really know how to phrase this, but do you consider yourself a right winger? I mean, clearly just your stance about guns is enough to make you a right winger, but your information in a lot of ways is apolitical. When you talk about Ebola, when you talk about, you know, health and this sort of thing, it's not right or left really. And yet you kind of fall on the right side sometimes. So have you always been political, or is this something that you just sort of fell into because of your love of freedom and guns and stuff? How'd you get started?
I think I got started because my family valued the Bible, and I still do. Scripture was the foundation stone for our nation, as well as natural law. This is alluded to and or directly spoken of in our founding documents and also in the writings of the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers. Being a believer in Scripture, that has informed my worldview. I would consider myself a constitutionalist. I do believe that our founding documents were divinely inspired, and I do believe, as did the founders, including George Washington, that the Almighty had a hand, that Providence had direct oversight over the founding of our nation. Interestingly enough, one of the early flags of the Revolution was the Appeal to Heaven flag, which featured an evergreen tree. And that goes hand in hand to exactly what we spoke about in the prior segment. The early founders of our nation and the colonists believed in the Lord God Almighty and his direct hand in their life. They further believed that self-sufficiency dovetailed with this, because the evergreen tree was a symbol of self-sufficiency. When they cut it, they split it. It heated their homes. It built their homes. It was the siding for their homes. In many cases with the pine tree, for instance, the nuts are edible, and also the pollen is an herbal supplement. So, right. You know, the divine creation and the divine law together, that is what has informed me. And, you know, my family, I'm very, very blessed in that my family are God-fearing people. And early on, my father instilled in me, and my mom, but dad for sure, instilled in me a love of freedom, and ultimately freedom as an expression of the divine law.
I cannot agree with you more. I mean, that is exactly how I feel about our founding fathers, about the arc of history. When you look at it and you look at what Christianity was able to achieve, and how America is sort of the crowning, you know, jewel on top of this Christian society, where really it was founded with these ideals in place. And intrinsic in Christianity and Judaism is this idea of it's your responsibility to live up to God. You can't force anybody to be this religion. It is an individualistic religion in a lot of ways that tells you that there's nobody between you and God, not a king, not anybody like that. The freedom is intrinsic within it. So how do you feel when you see, and I kind of make this joke all the time, that it's like you have a socialist sitting there going, we need to do something about these, school shootings, and this is so bad. It's everything's terrible. We need more government. And now I present the new statue of Satan in front of the courthouse. And it's like, how do you not get what's wrong here? How are you so confused at how bad things are, and then like actively a Satanist? Like, why? What is the disconnect going on today?
Well, from a psychological standpoint, I do have a background as a psych nurse, did that one for a few years. There's a direct correlation between people's interaction and their relationships with their fathers and their relative, their relative perspective on the role of the state and also of faith. And their expression of faith. And I do find that there is an inverse corollary, not necessarily all the time, but I do find that people who have had a terrible experience with their fathers, who also are very antagonistic towards believers in faith, and especially with the Bible, they tend to love a heavy-handed government, really because it's an expression of their own frustration. And furthermore, they themselves, in many cases, are violent and mentally unstable people, and there's a lot of projection. Because I'm afraid of guns, and because I know that I couldn't control my temper, therefore you can't control your temper. You can't be trusted with those dastardly firearms, because I can't be trusted.
Right. And there's that feeling when you first hold a gun and you recognize the responsibility that you're holding in your hand. But that's really just a crystallization of it. It's a crystallization of the responsibility that you kind of always have. It just really lets you know. And I think that's why people get uncomfortable with it, is suddenly it's stark and in their face. No, you always have the power of life and death. You always have this burden of responsibility. They're able just to sort of put it off to the side or put it off on the government. Say, no, they're the ones taking care of me. I don't have to take care of myself. How do you think we reach out to those people that are scared of guns, that are scared of responsibility? How do we reach out and break through that psychological prison that they're in?
In many cases, this goes back again to the urban versus rural. Our ancestors routinely went through violent acts to feed themselves. I mean, consider this. How many Americans eat chicken or beef and they have never butchered or slaughtered the meat that they consume? Yep. That was not the case with our ancestors. They were much more intimate with the necessity of taking life in order to sustain life. With our fellow countrymen nowadays, oftentimes they are afraid of the application of righteous violence because they fundamentally do not understand the nature of violence. And they especially do not understand the nature of violent criminals. When you confront them with the character traits of violent criminals, the sociopathy and in some cases the psychopathy of these criminals, it tends to kind of wake them up very quickly. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't learn until they've had a personal experience with it. But the average, last time I checked of the statistics, is that an individual over their lifetime has a 1 in 30 chance annually of encountering violent crime, whether it's being mugged, whether being accosted, something like that. 1 in 30 is the average annual rate of encounter with violent criminals. Furthermore, when we go back to the issue of rights and the issue of keeping and bearing arms being a natural right, this right, even if you did not acknowledge a divine creator, this right of self-defense would exist in nature. The weapon is really a tool, an extension of the person's will. And if it was 2,000 years ago, it would have been a sharpened stone. It would have been bronze, or you'll go back. I did not major in history. If it doesn't receive blood products, sometimes I just kind of look at it a little askance. But with history, we evaluate, even if the individual was in the Stone Age, he would still have the right to defend himself if attacked by an animal or another human. It's just a question of which tool is available. And that is one of the reasons why the founders ensconced that in the Bill of Rights. They recognized that over time, the greatest single oppressor of individuals is not war. It is a consolidated and powerful government. In the last century alone, far more people were murdered by their own government than were murdered by war or violent crime combined.
Absolutely incredible. It's so true. And the point you make about, I mean, to me, it seems dishonest. You eat chicken every day, but then you're going to cringe and look away and not watch if it's being slaughtered. You're so dishonest. You're benefiting from its death. You're enjoying its death, but you're going to look away when it happens. This is reality. They've been able to separate us from reality to such an extent that when we're faced with reality, we want to turn away and look away. And I think that's one of the things that you're so good at, and we try to emphasize here, is like, you got to, if you want to face reality, if you want to deal with reality, you got to look it in the eyes and know exactly what you're facing, or else how are you going to deal with it? The Patriot Nurse, you can follow her on Twitter at The Patriot Nurse, thepatriotnurse.com. How can people follow you? How can they support what you do?
They can follow my videos on YouTube. I'm also active on Patreon, Subscribestar, and I do accept cryptocurrency as well. My website, thepatriotnurse.com, features my classes. I teach medical prep classes that include how to prepare for good times and bad. How do you take care of your family in a grid down situation? How do you address those medical needs? And how do you sustain life, the immediate care of traumatic injuries, including gunshot wounds and stab wounds, things like that? That is my focus right now. And I have that information available on the website, and they can, of course, support my videos on YouTube by subscribing to me and also on the platforms Patreon and Subscribestar.
It's so important, and folks, you know, prepping, knowing how to do this stuff, you can't wait until it happens and then go, oh, better learn how to prep, better learn how to deal with this. You got to do it now, so when the time comes, you're already prepared, and Patriot Nurse will show you how to do it. The Patriot Nurse on YouTube, at The Patriot Nurse on Twitter, and thepatriotnurse.com is her website. We'll have to get you on again. This has been so much fun. I wish we could have kept you on for longer. I apologize again for having to cut you short, but we'd love to have you on again. Thank you so much once again, The Patriot Nurse.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Long live the Republic.
Long live the Republic indeed. Victory or death. Ladies and gentlemen, we have powerful allies on our side and we have them quaking in their boots. That's why you see them just going out of their way to show you the tyranny that they're exercising, to put it in your face and demand that you fight back or lose. We'll fight back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.